Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Kimberly Beattie running on the Democrat primary. Kim, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing well, Kim, this morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good, good. Now, first question, what made you want to jump into the sheriff's race?
Well, good question. We have real problems at the Erie County Sheriff's Office, and we need a leader at the sheriff's office that is going to lead, direct, and control. And we need to put a sheriff in place that's going to build trust with the community. We need a sheriff that's going to be seen and heard, and that's me. I've served in law enforcement for 34 years. I've worked as a training professional for the past 21 years, and I've trained most of my opponents other than the civilian that's running for sheriff. So we need to build trust, restore relationships, and focus on those things. We also need to talk about officer training and inmate care. And I respect everyone in the community, and a lot of people know me and respect the fact that I'm running for sheriff.
With this current sheriff administration, what do you think is the first thing within the department that needs addressing?
We need to work on addressing relationships with the sheriff. It's going to be me. With the people that work in the sheriff's office, we need to rebuild trust between the community and law enforcement. And those are the primary things that I'll work on.
Now, last week we had Miles Carter on. He's also running in the primary. And he said that you and Brian Gould do not represent the change the Democrat Party needs or that the sheriff party needs. What is your response to him? And what is your response for calls within the Democrat Party to defund police?
Well, we need a law enforcement professional to run the Erie County Sheriff's Office. We need to be able to get the officers that are working road patrol, the officers that are working in corrections to work for us, and that person needs to be a person with a background in law enforcement. People in the community need a professional that's in law enforcement to be in that position. As far as defund the police, I respect the call for change. We need to look at hiring practices, and we need to really hear the voice of the community so that we can create the change and provide law enforcement that the community wants and needs.
Now, looking we had Brian Gould on last segment, and I asked him about a Channel 7 report that he was suspended twice for alleged misconduct. I'd like to follow up on another Channel 7 report that said you violated three parts of the city's contract with its police union. What is your response to that?
Well, it's unfortunate that this grievance was interpreted that way. At the time when this occurred, I was retiring from the police department. I would have hoped that the person that filed this grievance would understand that I am committed to training law enforcement. And he was working as the director of training at the Buffalo Police Department, and I put people in place to assist him. And I'll always boost the goals of law enforcement and the goals of helping our law enforcement officers that are working out on the street. So that was my goal. It was not to disparage anyone, and it's unfortunate that he felt that way.
Now, speaking of your time,
it was personal, to be honest with you.
Speaking of your time with the Buffalo Police Department, what are things within that department that you think needed addressing or maybe did get addressing while you were there, and you would bring that experience over to things that need that same type of work in the Sheriff's Department?
Well, I worked with the Buffalo Police Department. Accountability, trust, and training were big for me. Advancing community policing, building true relationships that were strong within the community between law enforcement and the community, the people that we serve and protect. Mental health training, I think right now, mandatory crisis intervention training needs to be conducted for all officers. So in Buffalo, mostly as the deputy police commissioner, I've done a lot of work in Homeland Security. I build relationships with local law enforcement and beyond. So training was a big issue, and it will always be for me. I'll always work hard to get officers what they need and point where the community can trust us.
Now, you're also calling for a reforming of the Erie County Holding Center. What kind of reforms would you like to see there, and eventually would you like to see a new Erie County Holding Center?
Well, we have to get in and look and really find out what we have in place. I want to prevent overcrowding. I want to put programs in place to reduce recidivism and reentry. We need to do some life skills training for our inmates and also make sure, and I can't say it enough, that officers receive training. We need a place where people feel safe, and that is for everyone that works and lives at the Erie County Correctional Facilities.
You also talk about community policing within the community. What do you mean by that, and how would that be enforced?
Community policing is a part of law enforcement in general. I've been doing community policing my entire career. So the public has to have a say in how we police our neighborhoods and how we interact with the public. So community policing is not a program. It's a philosophy. It's the way you do your job, the way you show up for work every day. And you have to be engaged with the community and make sure that they receive best that you can give them as a law enforcement officer. Excuse me. You have to work with dignity and respect and treat everyone in a professional manner.
You know, I want to talk a little bit about your campaign. You're running as the Democrat in the Democrat primary. Now, you for a few months pulled out of the sheriff's race and jumped back in. Why, since they endorsed Brian Gould, why are you still running for the Democrat nomination?
Because I'm the better candidate, and the community deserves to have a choice. And we're obligated to give the community the best that we have. And I believe that I'll set the tone for law enforcement in Erie County. Countywide. So I got back in the race. I had a lot of support from the community, support from my family, support from the faith-based community, and from Canisius College. So I'm back in the race to make sure that the best sheriff is elected.
Do you think it's, because I've always thought this was kind of weird. Do you think it's fair that before the primary, the party endorses a candidate? Shouldn't it be, and this, I'm not putting words in your mouth, just tell me if you think I'm right. Don't you think that they should go with the candidates running and then get the endorsement?
Yes, I do. The people in the community deserve to be heard. They are the voice. They are who we work for. They pay our salaries. And we have an obligation to give them that opportunity to have a choice. So that's another reason why I'm back in the race. People want me and they believe that I can do the best in Erie County as far as law enforcement is concerned. So that's why I'm here. This isn't personal. I'm doing what's best and I'm making a sacrifice for the community. And I want the best for Erie County, so I'm back in.
Now, let me ask, like I said, we had Brian Gould on before. We had Miles Carter on last week. What do you think about the way they're running their campaigns in the primary? And looking at the other side on the Republican ticket, you're starting to see some infighting before the primary starting. How do you think that will play out? And do you see this setting up as the winner of the Democrat primary pretty much running against the Sheriff Howard policies?
Well, you asked me three questions. I'll try to answer all three. But I'll tell you this. When we talk about my opponents, of course, I don't want to say anything bad against them or Sheriff Howard, but I'm glad that we're going to have a fresh new face in the Erie County Sheriff's Office. But we need a person in office that is not going to tell partial truth. They're going to tell the whole truth, and they're going to let the public make a decision.
I want to go back to the Buffalo Police real quick. You know, we heard for the last few years about police officers not reporting misconduct they see from other police officers in the field. Do you think that is a reform that is going over well? Do you think that is being reformed correctly? And is that something that will need to be brought to the Sheriff's Department?
Well, police departments have been working with early warning systems for quite some time. As far as officer misconduct. Also, we have cameras around. There are trainings in place regarding procedures. And we want people to respect the work that we do. So officers have to have blue courage. They have to follow the mission of their department, and that's what I did in the Buffalo Police Department when I got in. I made sure the officers knew what our missions and our values were as far as dealing with the community. We have to always do the right thing, and we have to work with dignity and serve people with respect. And we have to serve with integrity.
When it comes to body cameras, you know, we hear the debate about these all the time. Do you believe that officers should have the control to turn those cameras off, or should those be on the entire time?
I believe the cameras should be on the entire time when they exit the vehicle.
All right, Kim, before we let you go, is there anything you wanted to address that I didn't bring up?
Well, I want people to get out and vote. Now is the time for the voice of the community to be heard. Vote Kimberly Beattie for sheriff. And I'm going to do the best I can. And I'm going to be dedicated to the community. And I'm not going to give up day one. I'll be out there just like I am now campaigning. And I'll continue to be out and be in touch with the community. So if you look at Kimberly Beattie for sheriff.com, that's my website. And I have two Facebook pages. One is Team Beattie, where we have a little bit of freedom to post, and then there's Kimberly Beattie for sheriff. So I appreciate that we have a fair voting process in place and that the community will be heard.
Well, Kim, I thank you for joining us, and I also thank your campaign for being one of the few that got back to come on the show. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me, Joe.
Thank you so much. Hopefully we'll talk again very soon. That is Kimberly Beattie. She is running for sheriff on the Democrat primary.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.